We will start, so over to Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gilly sends her love to everyone. They're currently on a holiday within a holiday because they've gone to a resort with their son, daughter-in-law and grandchildren for a little break within the holiday. Gilly sends her love to everyone. I will do, thank you.
When's she
back? Next week.
Yeah.
Probably has for them too. So the theme is God has a purpose for us, and the first song we're going to sing, or hymn we're going to sing, is God is working his purpose out.
Thank you.
let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, our God, we acknowledge that you are the creator of the world. We acknowledge that you are the only true and living God. One God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And we thank you for each part of the Godhead and for all that they do in contributing to our wonderful world. But Lord, we know that there are things going on in the world which must make you, Lord, very sad. There are nations that are unable to cooperate with each other. We pray, Lord, for the situation between Russia and the Ukraine. Lord, it's a very sad situation. And we pray, Lord, for all people that are involved in any way. Lord, we see so much horror in Ukraine, so much damage, so much hurt. Lord, we want to see peace between Russia and Ukraine. And Lord, then there is the situation with Israel. Lord, we are so sad when we see the way that people are accusing each other. Lord, we want to see your people in Israel being uplifted. And we want to see, Lord, the whole situation being one that you are reigning in. That your people, Lord, on all sides will look to you and find in you the answer to true peace. So, Lord, may the leaders of the nations be filled with your wisdom. May they turn away from all that is evil. And may your people, Lord, look to you and in you find all that they truly need. We pray, Lord, for people in all different countries. Lord, we ask that you would help all people to live together in unity and peace. We pray for all people that are in need. And Lord, at the present time in this world, there are many who are finding it hard to live. Hard to have the things that previously have been supplied. There are people living in poverty. There are people living in loneliness. There are people who cannot get the medical treatment that they need. There are the unemployed. There are the homeless, there are the housebound, the sick, the dying, those who've been bereaved and are mourning loved ones. Oh Lord, we pray that all people in need will be able to receive the help that they need. And Lord, we pray for all those people who are working to help other people. So many, Lord, are turning their time and their efforts to answer the need of many people. And we thank you for them. We thank you for the NHS. We thank you for doctors. We thank you for clinics. We thank you for surgeries. We thank you, Lord, for people who are just volunteers, but who are seeking to help those that are desperate at this time. Lord, it's not a happy picture, but Lord, we know and we believe that if we follow you, we will see times that are far better than the present situation. Lord, we pray for your church here on earth. Help us, Lord, to stand fast. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us, Lord, to put our faith into practice. Lord, may your church meet the needs of this world. And Lord, may many, many people who do not know you come to know you and receive that wonderful gift of salvation that is ours. Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, you're the answer to so many things, and we thank you. But we ask, Lord, that those who do not know you might be helped to understand all that you stand for, that they may understand who you are. Lord, we pray for a peaceful and loving world. And Lord, we pray for our own families and friends. Be with them, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we know that Stuart can't be with us, but we thank you, Lord, for him. We thank you for his faith. We thank you how he was able to celebrate his recent birthday. But Lord, we pray that you would be Stuart's constant companion, that you would be all that he needs. And we thank you, Lord, for all the help that he receives, particularly from Jean. Lord, we pray for John and Margaret. Lord, you know that without help it's not possible for them to leave their own home. We thank you, Lord, for what Bruce is able to do for them. But we pray, Lord, that you would be the healing power that John and Margaret need. We pray that you would be their constant companion. And we pray that you would give to Bruce, as he seeks to serve them, you give him your peace and your patience. Lord, we pray for Rita. We pray for her granddaughter, April. Lord, you know how much pain both of them are. And yet, Lord, they still have to wait for their operations. And we pray, Lord, that things will get better and that the time will come when they can have their operation and be dealt with the pain that they are present bearing. Lord, we pray for Jilly and for Robert. For them, Lord, things are happy, and we thank you for it. We thank you that they've been able to join with family overseas. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to uphold them and then bring them back safely to us. Lord, we pray for each other. We may be a small group today. We know that Deborah's not with us. We know Sarah Jane is not with us. But Lord, you know them. You know where they are. And you know any problems that they may be dealing with at this time. So Lord, we bring ourselves to you. We bring Richard. And we ask, Lord, that you would undertake for him and help him with the difficulty of hearing and sight. And Lord, we pray for Brian. We pray for his son and daughter. We pray, Lord, for Graham. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen his faith and that you would be there as he seeks to deal with problems in the condition of the home which they both live in. We pray for Bruce again. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that he does for us. We pray for Jean. We thank you for the strength and ability that you give to her and for the wonderful way in she looks after Stuart and the home. We pray for Sarah. Lord, we thank you for her. Lord, we want you to be her constant companion. Yes, Lord, she lives on her own. But Lord, we know that you love her. And we ask that you would be with her friends, with her neighbors, with members of her family. But Lord, most of all, we pray that you would be all that Sarah needs. Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself and ask, Lord, that you would continue to minister to us. We thank you for the strength that you give to us. And Lord, we all here now just want to say, Lord, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, this is a song that Jilly wrote several years ago, and it's on the playlist. Hopefully Jilly sent it to everyone at some point a couple of weeks back, or a bit longer ago. So at least people may know the tune. But we do have Jilly on the recording, so at least she can lead us from thousands of miles away.
Thank you.
Jean's going to bring us the scripture for today. That is the passage on the left-hand side of your service sheet. It's Jeremiah 1 and chapter 1 and verses 1 to 10. On the other side, that shouldn't be there, but the very last verse of Jeremiah 29 verse 11 is one we'll be looking at later. Thank you, Jean.
As Bruce says, the reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 1 to 10. The word of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin, the word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. The Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
Be looking at that later, and the next song is Rejoice, Rejoice, Christ is in you. Thank you, Richard.
God.
So you see the title for the message is God has a wonderful purpose for our life. And the text, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We've heard this a few times before. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So, you know, God's purpose gives true meaning to our life. In other words, our life will take on its intended meaning when we grasp what God's purpose is. Those Christians in the past who have understood what God's purpose for them was, they have lived bold and courageous lives because they knew exactly what God's will was for them. And you know, the same can be true for us if we know and accept what God's will is. So, number two, God's purpose is unique for us. I wonder, has it registered yet? We are singularly special to God. God has sovereignly prepared us for a purpose that is unique and is only to us and allows for our own unique contributions to his work here on earth. You know, God had a life purpose for David. Even though David, and we know he faltered at times, he still followed God's purpose for his life, and he fulfilled it. His heart for God allowed him to be used mightily by God in his own time, in spite of his shortcomings. And you know, just the same, in the New Testament we read that the Apostle Paul was given the task of taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And he committed himself. He wasn't too happy about it at first. He was a bit frightened. But he committed himself to doing this. And he fulfilled God's purpose for him. Like David and like Paul, we have a purpose God desires for us to fulfill. We have been given a unique set of spiritual gifts, a unique personality, and a unique life experience. All to be used, yes, in a unique way by God. So realizing that God has a specific purpose for us should keep us from ever feeling discouraged, inadequate, or insignificant. To God we are special. God's purpose requires patience. Not easy, is it? When the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah was a young adult, he received a message from God. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, Bible scholars apparently estimate that Jeremiah was between 20 and 30 years old when God said that to him. And if that is true, then Jeremiah lived two or three decades in a tiny village without knowing anything about the gospel or God's purpose for him. Like Jeremiah, my friends, we might need to wait patiently before God reveals his purpose for us. And as we wait, as we do as Jeremiah did, we wait, and we need to be faithful in whatever the situation is for us right now. And as we wait on the Lord, let us commit ourselves to following him. Let us grow spiritually mature. Let us serve others in whatever way we can. But you know also, God's purpose requires not only patience, but it requires obedience. Discovering and fulfilling God's purpose for our lives begins with obedience. We have to be obedient. That is what prepared Jeremiah for use by God. And if we read the book of Jeremiah, we will discover that very few people, if any, desired to serve God. But Jeremiah was one person God could use because he had not disqualified himself through disobedience. Oh no, he was obedient. He was qualified to serve God because of his faithful daily obedience. Remember God's purpose for our life. That is realized more and more with every act of obedience. You know, God's starting point for us is obedience. And we understand by being obedient what his purpose is. Then we stand back and behold as God reveals the next step in our future and in his will for us. So, God has a common purpose for all believers. Oh yes. Are we still wondering what is our purpose? Well, my friends, let us be encouraged. Because as with Jeremiah and the Apostle Paul, our purpose will have a very unique nature. But there is also a sense in which all believers must share common purposes. And here are some of the common purposes that God asks of every believer. First, come to repentance. 2, be confirmed to the image of his Son. Glorify God. Love and respect your family. Care for and spiritually train the young. Keep yourself pure and be his witnesses. All of those are the purpose for every believer. But, what does this mean for us? Like David, like Jeremiah, and the Apostle Paul, we have a special purpose. God's purpose, God has planned to work through us in a way that no one else, my friends, can fulfill. So, this is important. Are we committed to doing what God desires of us. Here we have to set goals, and we have to make ourselves available to minister to others. Setting goals and making commitments, that's the way that will put us on the path of knowing what our purpose is. And if we haven't yet started setting goals, then we need to think about this very closely indeed. So, as we are faithful to carry out our ministry, God will continue to unfold His purpose for our use in the days that lie ahead. Put it another way, our faithfulness to God's purpose today will guide us into God's purpose for tomorrow. So can I just repeat? This means that God has a purpose just for us. And if we do not fulfill that purpose, then it will not be fulfilled. There is a unique purpose that God has for each one of us. Now, it took me a long time to know what God's purpose was. I enjoyed doing youth work. I was serving God. We were finding people coming into faith, young people, well, surely. That was good enough, but that wasn't what God's purpose ultimately was for me. When it became clear that I would be called to be in the ministry, to lead churches, to preach, no, not me, I'm scared to stand up and do my own thing. Much easier to hide among other youth leaders and young people. Oh yeah, I was serving God. But my friends, when we find what God's purpose is for us, we are then to use the gifts that God has given us to carry out that purpose. How do I preach? How can I preach? Oh no, it's not for me, I used to say to myself. But you know, when we find that purpose, God will use us in a way that perhaps we never thought possible. We now need to go back to the gifts of the Spirit, because you know, we're all given at least one gift, and we can use that in God's service. But you know, the gifts are all different. They're unique to each person. What a wonderful thing it is if we have the gift of hospitality. You might say, oh, well, that's not a big thing. It's important, very important. And if we have an open home, if we go round and visit people, these are all gifts. And God has a purpose for us. It may be a purpose of, as I say, hospitality. It may be a special gift of prayer that will really reach out and help other people. It might be a gift of healing. Oh, we might think not, but sometimes God gives someone a gift of healing. But there are lots of different gifts. Having an open home, giving gifts, visiting people, Oh, there's so many. Some of them you might think are small. But if God has a gift for us, whether it's a small gift or a large gift, we must grasp it. We must take it. We must use it. There may be a small number here this morning, but you know, God's got a purpose just for you, just for me. You may not think some purposes are much, but if it's a gift that God gives to us, then we are to take it and use it. God loves us, and if we do not fulfill whatever God's purpose is just for us, then it will not be completed, will it? We will have turned our back on God's purpose for our lives. So sometimes it takes a long time to find out what his purpose is. It may be that we all know what God's purpose is for us. And if we do, then just fulfill it, whatever God requires. And to him be the glory. Amen. And I think when I look at this choice of a hymn, I think Richard and Jilly have made a good choice. I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation. Thank you, Richard. I delight to has come together. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,